The Faith of Devils by Charles Simeon. James 2:19. You say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. Do not suppose that genuine faith in Christ is a mere assent to scripture truths which you have been taught by your parents. If you would not eternally perish, I charge you before God to dismiss from your minds all such delusive expectations and to seek from God that genuine faith which alone can save and sanctify the soul. True faith is the gift of God. Nothing but the almighty power of God can form genuine faith in the soul. If ever you have believed to the saving of your soul, it must have been through the operation of divine grace. If we possess saving faith, then Christ will become our meditation and delight, the height and depth and length and breadth of His unsearchable love will occupy our minds and inflame our hearts with love to Him. Genuine faith will always work by love. Genuine faith will always overcome the world. Genuine faith will always purify the heart. See then, whether your faith produces these effects. For if it does not, it is but a dead faith and the faith of devils. If your faith is not the faith of God's elect, then it will only deceive you to your everlasting ruin. If God has indeed granted saving faith to you, then you have the greatest gift that you can ever possess in this world or the next. Crowns and kingdoms, in comparison with it, are no more than a speck of dust on a scale. If God has indeed granted saving faith to you, then you have obtained the forgiveness of all your sins. If God has indeed granted saving faith to you, then you have within your own bosom a sanctifying principle which shall progressively transform you into the very image of the Lord Jesus. If God has indeed granted saving faith to you, then you have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is reserved in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay.